We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. James is an incredible saint. St. James, as we began the Mass, and as the collect talked about, was that he was the first saint among the apostles, the first one of the apostles to be so zealous in his proclamation of the gospel that he was the first one to be martyred among them. Something that you might not know is that Santiago is also the patron of the country of Spain. And now he's just been made patron of the Spaniards. The Immaculate Conception was named as patroness of Spain, but still he has that strong connection to Spain. Why? The reason is because St. James had such a passion to follow after Christ. He received these words from the gospel here that Jesus spoke to him, and he really wanted to strive for greater things so that he could be worthy of being anywhere in the company of Christ in heaven. Maybe not at his right, maybe not at his left, but as close to him as he possibly could be, because he was a true believer, a true passionate follower of Christ. In fact, he was put over the diocese, the most important diocese at the very beginning of the church, that of Jerusalem. But St. James wasn't content with that. He wanted to go beyond just that city, and so he asked permission and went out forth to go actually to the Iberian Peninsula, to go out to Spain and to go and to preach the gospel there. But he was utterly defeated and dejected, and everyone in that entire land of the Iberian Peninsula rejected the gospel. He didn't win a single convert, which made him very sad. And so what he said as he was departing from the Iberian Peninsula upon a boat, he made a prophecy at that time leaving the shore, and he said, I will one day return here, and all of you will be Christian. He obviously didn't do it right. Herod killed him in Jerusalem. But his body did return. The disciples of St. James carried his body after he was slain and buried him there in northern Spain, the northernmost part of Spain. That's where Santiago Compostela is, where they have that beautiful Camino de Santiago, where everybody journeys to all throughout Europe for thousands upon thousands of years. I've been going there since not long after that, since like the, I guess it'd be like 1400 years, 1500 years, they've been traveling that route. But St. James, even at that time, his prophecy wasn't really fulfilled, because he said, you will all be Christians. But we know of the history of Spain, all the Moors that were there, it was just as impacted by Islam as it was by Christianity. And so it was 1,000 years of struggle until 1492, not only when Columbus sailed that ocean blue, but that when out through, what was it, the Alhambra, when the Spanish forces finally broke the last stronghold of Islam there in southern Spain. And when they did so in 1492, that's when Spain was once again united as the whole of that peninsula, united under the banner of Christ, driving out the Moors back once and for all over that 1,000 years of struggle to retain that Christian identity. One of the great battles in there was a battle that was fought, I wrote it down over here. The Battle of Clavijo. And there in the Battle of Clavijo, King Alfonso was demanded that, it was demanded by, that he would give up 100 of his young women, 100 virgins, to be paid as tribute to those who were, to the Islamic rulers who were there, and he refused to do so. And when he refused to do that, that caused a great horde of Muslims to come and to strike and to attack them in this great battle. There were 5,000 of them against a very small and weak, relatively weak, Spanish force. And out of nowhere, there appeared a rider on white. And that rider on white, they came to see, was actually the legendary Saint James, who came and destroyed the enemies right before him, which is why you see, even as you go into my office there, that beautiful image of Santiago Matamoros right there in my office every time you walk into there, because that's what his name is. He's Saint James the Moor Slayer, the Saint James who proclaimed Christianity so strongly, and Saint James who continues to fight for the Spanish people, that they may maintain the faith in Christ, which he wished to give his life for. And so where does this have a tie in into our life, other than the fact that we have a really awesome faith and our saints come down and kick some serious backside on our behalf so that Christ may be victorious within our lives? It should remind us that even in our struggles and our difficulties, at times when we feel like it talks about in the letter to the Corinthians right here, it says, I'm pressed on all sides in every way, but not constrained. I recognize that I am perplexed. I don't understand, but I'm not driven to despair. That I see that I am persecuted, but God has not abandoned me. That yes, I have been struck down, but not destroyed. What do I always do as a Christian? I carry always about me the body of Christ dying, so that the life of Jesus Christ may be manifested in my body. Those are words which we hold to. And we know that our saints come out and defend us, Saint James being the greatest of such of these examples. And so, whatever difficulties, despairs, abandonments, destructions that we feel that are going on in our lives, turn to the saints. Today, Saint James. Really, we have Saint Christopher today too, but he's trumped by Saint James the Apostle. To turn to them in the midst of our struggles, because they really do desire to fight for us, to drive out whatever evils take place within our lives, because God is so much more powerful than anything else that can be going on in our lives. Today, as we enter into this Mass, put whatever difficulty it is that maybe you're struggling with in your life or in the life of one of your kids or a family member, a move, a distress that is going on within your own soul. Put that out there before the Lord and trust in him, and especially in the mighty power of Saint James, who is the slayer of the Moors, that he may slay all heresies and all things which attack Christian life within our lives. Because that's the will of God our Father. We know that to be true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.